Okay, well, I didn't hear about the NPR article, but I don't really think that we're gonna have enough staying power. Like, that's not the right word. I don't think that audio porn will be brought up in the history books or remembered by anybody. Even a lot of the people who are casual consumers of audio porn, or even super casual producers of audio porn, except if, well, there's two ways that that could be an exception. Number one, if it's part of a larger conversation about why we all, like, a larger conversation about the culture of people with waifus and people who have all this other stuff going on, Asmr and all this other stuff that's meant to substitute for human relationships that people aren't forming, and all that crap that I don't really know the right words for, but basically the idea that there's a lot of really lonely people who are connecting via the internet in kind of pseudo-anonymous ways and talking about some of the more girlfriend experience type audios. The other way is if somebody from, like, one of the regulars who is now or was at some point really popular gets super famous, like, to the point where, you know, there was a minor scandal because this person at one point was a contributor to a community where people read audio porn, kind of a thing. That might be something that would push it over the top. It sure as fuck won't be me. I'm kinda looking at probably Midnight Rambler. Just let's all be honest. And we were all thinking it. There's a couple other people who we don't know what they're gonna do, like, we don't really know their story or much about their life, but they could end up, you know, becoming a politician or somebody famous for something at some point, and then that whole thing will get dragged to the light as part of a conversation about them and things that they've done. But otherwise, I don't think there are enough regular members to turn this into a movement, and that's the kind of thing that tends to get coverage. Like, there's not. Like, there are people who listen, but don't listen regularly. But there's not very many people who listen super regularly. There's not very many people who perform super regularly compared to the sheer massive amount of pornography. And it's not that different in format or tone from the sheer massive amount of pornography. So I don't think it's gonna go anywhere. I hope that that's not depressing to you, because it's not depressing to me. I actually find it really liberating to be doing something that literally no one gives a shit about. Like, no one is gonna hurt people with it, I guess. I could be completely wrong. I mean, that could just be my opinion.